At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio on this Thursday morning. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way. Thank you, Bogus. Your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time we go, Taz. And as is the custom, we kick off this third and final hour. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Baker Mayfield texted Daniel Jones.
He did. He did shoot him a text. Here's Mayfield. Let's hear from the Browns quarterback on reaching out to the Giants signal caller. Take a listen.
It had nothing to do specifically about Daniel, about the winning and stuff, but, you know, I reached out to Daniel because all that blew out of, you know, way out of hand, and I wanted him to know how I felt. And I've heard nothing but great things from Saquon and Sterling Shepard, guys that, you know, have a lot of respect for him and that I, you know, respect their opinions. And so I just wanted to clear the air with him.
And yeah. Saying that the GQ article, he felt like he was an attack on his character.
Yeah.
Well,
that came back on my character. You know, that's one thing that I don't care about a lot of opinions of it, you know, if you like me or not, but that looked like my character was, you know, way out of line. And so that's the only reason I addressed it.
Well, because it was asinine what you said. I mean, that's why your character looked out of line, young Bake. I mean, I understand people could be taken out of context when you're reading an article as opposed to hearing an interview or, you know, you're reading it via text, you know, in text form. I mean, that things can get lost in translation for sure when you're getting interviewed. So I understand. I've been taken out of context in interviews. I get it. But this, like, for him to, you know, I have no problem with him backtracking or, you know, whatever, you back wheeling, going to, you know, putting a, what are you going on his, after he did this? His Instagram or his Twitter? I can't remember.
Instagram.
And he apologized. Then he contacted and he texted Daniel Jones. I have no problem at all with him doing that and backtracking and apologizing because he knew it was wrong. I do think it was maybe when he was getting interviewed, he was probably Ego Jones. This was months ago, and he was probably, you know, feeling his machismo like we do see Baker Mayfield do. He prides himself on being that gunslinger, swagger type guy, and he's outspoken and all this. Like, he's won 5 Super Bowls and 3 AFC championships, and he's been in the league 9 years. You know, like, that's how he wants to come off, and he really hasn't done nothing. So he's going through his second year, and he's done nothing. So, you know, is he a better quarterback out of college than Daniel Jones? Absolutely. Is Daniel Jones turning some heads, doing some good stuff right now for the Giants in the preseason? Absolutely. Is Daniel Jones got a bright future, this kid out of Duke? I think he does. I think he's going to be a real good player, for sure, a real good quarterback. Daniel Jones also took the high road, Moose. He took the high road throughout this thing. And when he was commented on it, he even called Baker a good player. He never said nothing bad. And then even Baker Mayfield said, you know, Daniel Jones, you know, was very nice and cordial when he told him. Well, you know, Daniel Jones could have went another way. He didn't. He took the high road and says, and of course, it's tough not to feel bad and for Daniel Jones. So, whatever. Look, you know, people shoot their mouths off sometimes. They can't help it. This Baker's a young guy, and I don't think you should have texted him. I think you should have called him. But you and I, you know, you were saying earlier, and you make a good point. It's a different day and age now. People are texting. They're not talking on the phone.
Yeah, I think you and I are in agreement to make a phone call. But I just think when you look at the nowadays with the dominance of texting and smartphones alike, I think people look at that as being a phone call, which it's not. It's not as personal,
no,
Taz. Yeah, he looked... We talked about it earlier in the week. It didn't really bother me. I understand the flack that Mayfield did get. And I understand why he's walked it back and done everything that he could possibly do to try and cut this story off at the knees, because, you know, it painted him in a really bad light. I mean, there's no doubt. And, you know, he put even a bigger bullseye on his back, which we talked about. So for Mayfield, it makes perfect sense. You want to try and get out from underneath this story as quickly as possible and not add more oxygen to it. And that's exactly what he tried to do yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
All right.
No, you have... I'm sorry.
I have nothing else to say.
Okay, there you go.
All right. I mean, no, one thing I will say, it's refreshing to talk about two guys. You know, Baker Mayfield, I feel like we talk about a lot because he's polarizing. But it's interesting that there's a little kind of a, well, there was a quasi, not a spat or something. Whatever. My point is, it's nice to talk about something rather than Antonio Brown and his helmet.
Got five kids.
You know what I'm saying? So at least I'd rather talk about Baker and his attitude and Daniel Jones than Antonio Brown and his silly ass helmet.
I'd agree with that. All right.
Point that
good
out.
Point.
Oh,
next.
Thank you.
Number two.
XFL teams names released.
They were. We did a BCS last segment on them. So 12:30 Eastern time yesterday afternoon, they were unveiled. Eight cities. League gets going in February of 2020. The Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats, the New York Guardians, St. Louis Battlehawks, Seattle Dragons, the DC Defenders, and the Tampa Bay Vipers. Those will be your eight franchises in the XFL when the league gets going February of 2020 for Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, man, the logos are cool. The only one, like I said earlier, I'm not crazy about is Los Angeles. Not the logo, the mascot, you know, Wildcats. Kind of sounds collegiate to me as opposed to professional athletes. I'm not crazy about that. We still, none of us know what a Battle Hawk is, except for Pete the Body. He's down with it. He gets it. He understands it. I don't know why, but he does. They're all cool. We talked about it and we played one of the hype videos. Maybe we can play another one at some point in the next few months for one of the other teams, because it's pretty cool. The New York Guardian one was pretty cool. We played the audio.
We should play the Battle Hawks one for Bilotti.
Yeah, we could. That's actually a good idea. You know what, Moose? We're going to play that. We're going to play the St. Louis Battle Hawks. We're going to play their audio shortly. And so what happens is, look, they got, you know, these eight teams. I'm down. I'm interested. I know worked for Vince for a long time and worked closely with him, learned a lot from Vince McMahon, I'm speaking of. And, you know, by the way, side note on Vince McMahon, a lot of people don't realize, you would think because he's such a wealthy guy, such a successful man in his low 70s, he's, you know, you would think that everybody is supposed to call him Mr. McMahon. He actually wants to be called Vince. When I first met him, he's like, I called him Mr. McMahon. He said, no, Vince, I'm Vince. And so everybody calls him Vince. So that's like, I'm not being disrespectful. That's just who he is. So he's a type of cat that is going to right his wrongs. You know, he knows that first run in 2000 with the XFL flopped miserably. And he's putting a lot of money into this, and he's not going to quit until this thing's done right. But like we talked about, Moose, it's all about quality of play. Can he get the good players? That's the key.
That is, especially at the quarterback position. So the St. Louis Battlehawks are a little confused about what a Battlehawk is. Well, here we go. Let's take a listen to the hype
video.
Unbelievable
how great you are, Pete.
winged warriors, preparing for flight, preparing to fight. They await their orders, then attack as one. Diving, dodging, swooping, striking. Their mission? Create chaos. Their mandate? Win at all costs. The St. Louis Battlehawks, cleared to engage. February 2020.
Nice.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Listen, I'm
excited for Battlehawk football after that.
I'll tell you, I'm watching it now. I'm not going to play it off of my massive laptop. But yeah, it's unbelievable. I'd still like the New York Guardian one better. And I know it's these little subtle things that Vince McMahon does and his production team. If you want to go, if you want to go a less expensive route as far as voiceover work, Moose, you used one guy to do all eight teams. The voiceover, he didn't do that. This is a different voice actor that did this one than that did the New York Guardian one. You know, that's, to me, that's important. Just that right there. Just not cutting corners, making the audio and video right of the production shows. It shows he's dialed in, man. He wants this thing to go right. He's going to spare no expense. I understand that you got to have the right players. I think he will. I think he's going to do his best efforts to get great players. But he's not a cheap ass. He's not.
El cheapo.
He's going to spend the money and get the right people in there. And see, the little subtle things are important to me. Like, okay, you got a different voiceover guy for the St. Louis one and a different New York one.
Yeah, I think that works. And I wasn't surprised that it was done well. The rollout yesterday. Taz, that didn't surprise me at all.
Did you watch the St. Louis one?
I did not watch that one. I watched a couple of them yesterday.
Which one so far did you like? You like New York? I know that. I like New York, too.
I like New York. I like the Renegades
one. Renegade one was good?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, it's just their logo right now. It's just, this might not be the video. That's why I'm thinking I'm just watching like a logo vignette. Using inside terms.
I didn't watch the Battlehawks
TV one. Talk, I'm using
the audio TV sounded great, though.
It's amazing.
I mean, amazing. It did. But I'm not so, like we talked
about.
Yeah,
you're right. Taz. You're right.
He's doing everything right. You would expect it. You know, he's taking his time. It wasn't a rush rollout.
Right.
And get he wanted to make sure that he's trying to right the wrong in his mind. You know, he wants this to be successful. So all this, I think, is plays to his strengths. I mean, it does. I mean, he's a tremendous marketer. He's been uber successful. He's great at promotion. I mean, you know this better than anybody. So
yeah.
I think and he's surrounded by really talented individual men and women.
Absolutely.
That are great at their craft and what they do.
Driven people.
You know, very driven. And they're all sharing one goal. So that didn't surprise me. What it comes down to is they've got to find players.
Yeah.
They gotta find guys that can go play football and play it at a level that's watchable.
Agreed.
Because the AAF was not watchable.
And maybe, like I was saying, he'll get some of those better players that were in the AAF because those poor guys are out of jobs now. Maybe they didn't make it in the NFL or whatever. And, you know, in the NFL now, once all these teams make their final cuts to get to their roster, you know, now you'll have these guys that the XFL, they're gonna hawk after, no pun intended. But real quick, one more thing on production-wise, like you're saying with WWE, like their production people or now the XFL people, with Vince McMahon, there's no no there. Like, when you work there, when I first got involved with radio and podcasting and I had a producer without naming names, he's like, I don't think we can do that. I looked at him like, wow. Like, I'm not, like, you don't hear that in WWE. Like, you can't say that. You can't, I'm not kidding. Like, you can't say.
That's cool.
There's always a way. And, like, if you say that around a McMahon, like, nah, we can't do that. Good luck. Thanks for coming. See you down the road. I'm not kidding, dude. You have to find a way
to do it.
To get it done. Because if you really want to get it done, you can get it done.
If you don't, they'll find somebody else.
That's how it is, bro. That's how it is. Quick. Thanks for coming. Next!
Number three.
Oh, that's perfect.
MLB warns players against dangers of over-the-counter sexual enhancers.
Oh, yes.
Gas Station Jones.
I guess there have been a couple examples of guys that have used, that got to the local mobile mart. Or whatever it might be.
Stopping Wawa.
Right, it doesn't matter. And you're there at the register picking up a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And
nice choice.
You see a sexual enhancer.
Sexual enhancers.
For arousal, stimulant, whatever it might be. Yeah. And there's many.
Right, you get your bottle of that, get yourself some Manscaped, use the code TAZ, you're good to go.
Yes.
Sorry.
So the that's baseball sent out the warning to players in terms of be careful in terms of the price. But you got me an idiot. I gotta be honest with you.
You're right.
I'm not talking about you know, people. I get people use sexual enhancers. I understand that. I'm not being naive. But
right.
If I'm a professional athlete and there is drug testing, and you know, you're worried about going to the GNC and picking up the right supplement, Taz, that doesn't have the wrong, you know, maybe, you know, whatever it might be, you know, 50 micrograms of something that all of a sudden is banned by Major League Baseball.
Right.
You mean to tell me that, you know, you're getting, hey, fill me up. I'm going to go in, you know, pick up a Danish coffee and a sexual stimulant and pop it in the car and not worry about it. I mean, you got to be a moron.
Yeah.
Well, you really do. You got to be a moron. You got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
You really do. Listen. You really do. You got too much to lose. You're making too much money. And you can't be doing that.
It is
ridiculous.
I don't
care what the situation is.
And you're
not. Some are like.
I know what you're saying.
Menage a trois.
Whoa, watch that. Hey. Freeway dance, we call that in wrestling. So,
right.
This is called triple threat. All right.
Right. You need to make sure that you're at high efficiency all night long.
Over-the-counter sexual enhancers.
So here's the thing.
Right.
I remember.
There's a different way.
All my years on the road, right, wrestling. Right. As you can imagine, I've been to a lot of truck stops across our great country, right,
yeah.
At all times of night to get a Mountain Dew to stay awake. All kidding aside, that was my
Mountain
go-to.
Mountain Dew is my if I need something to get me going in the middle of the night. I'm driving.
That's it.
Mountain Dew is my. I'm not going coffee. I'm going Mountain Dew.
I'm like you. I'm a big coffee guy. Same. What you just said.
Right to the veins.
I'm going right to Mountain Dew. Right. So I would get a Mountain Dew,
and it gets the job done.
Now, but back when I was traveling, you know, throughout early to mid '90s, through the 2000s. I didn't see any sexual enhancement pill form drugs at the counter next to the Twix bars or the Milk Duds. But they did. But they did have.
Not in the candy section.
Well, for some people, it's candy.
Right, I understand. So, it's usually right by where you're paying.
Yeah. So, yeah,
and they've got very creative names.
Yeah, okay, let me get a Mountain Dew. I'll take a tin of Copenhagen. Oh, bottle rocket pills. I'll take those. No, so here's the thing. They were selling
the Patriot missile.
Yeah, that's it. They were selling, and a lot of us used to buy them. Believe it or not, wrestlers. These weren't sex pills, but they were ephedra. I don't know if you know what ephedra is.
Yeah, like the stimulant.
Yeah, but see. This was years ago before people realized that, like, you can't do that anymore. You can't.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And they would sell them at truck stops because truck drivers would take them to keep them awake.
Yeah, like a greenie.
Correct. Something. Exactly. Now, wrestlers were buying them because what it does is it would help burn fat. It'd keep you leaner and get you going before a workout.
Yeah.
You know, and so we would buy them, not like take tons of them, and because you travel so much, the next morning, you know, and you take them, you get a good workout. And then next you know, I tried to go do number one in the bathroom, and, like, I can't go for, like, 4 days. I feel like I have to, you know, do number one, and I can't because my bladder is the size of Houston. So, you know, it's like, then you realize.
All right.
Having a penis, right?
There were, no, roughnecks.
I'm trying to say, because you don't what I'm trying to tell you is the stimulants, they can affect you.
Oh, infect your bodily functions.
Yeah, urinating. Gotcha. You can. Yeah, they can affect your kidneys. No, I didn't know it either. And I'm like, wow, I'm getting leaner. I'm ripped. Wow, this is great. And then like a month later, I'm like, oh, I haven't peed in like a month. You know, like, I feel like I got to go, but it's not happening. And that's because I'm buying stuff at Cumberland Farms. I mean, so that's the problem. But I didn't know. So when you're ripping these guys for taking these sex pills, these baseball players, and how dumb they are, I'm thinking, geez, I was a really dumb wrestler, but this was years ago. I didn't know all this stuff.
No,
the hard way.
Well, right, but it's also different, though, Taz. I mean, like 20, 30 years ago, you're not looking at, in baseball, the extensive drug testing that they have now.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, we didn't have that in ECW.
Right. Well,
that's
that's the difference. I mean, like, you're looking at where, you know, it was before the drug testing policy came along in Major League Baseball. I mean, guys were using greenies day games after night games. It was kind of like a part of the thing. I'm not saying every player did it, but, you know, you go to Major League clubhouses Guys drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Guys drink a lot of coffee.
A lot of coffee.
The guys are drinking a lot of coffee.
That's true.
There was a guy for the Yankees that used to make coffee runs for Alex Rodriguez when he was a member of the Yankees.
Bogus does it here.
Yes, exactly. So my point being is this, Taz, is that I don't care what the scenario is. You just got too much to lose.
Yeah. You nailed it well with the drug test. The PED Jones.
You gotta be smart, dude. I mean, for baseball to have to tell their players, don't buy the $5.99 sexual enhancement at mobile.
Yeah, don't go to
at
Pilot.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Don't go to Pilot and get your drugs.
Yeah, as we name every gas station.
Every gas station we can think of.
The Sunoco.
Sunoco. But it's funny you said Mobile Mart, because that was like back in the day one of my go-tos. Now these things are unbelievable. On the trucks, these truck stops are on growth hormone. They're gigantic. I mean, back in the day,
they weren't as nice. No, now they're not. Yeah.
Yeah, there was the one at
Exit. You got everything.
Exit 2 or 3 on the Jersey Turnpike was my go-to at Molly Pitchard.
Nice.
The Pilot was over there. Yeah, yeah.
Pilot, good brand.
Yeah, I bought some Ephedra there. But again, it wasn't illegal.
No.
Being honest.
It's a little bit different now.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
So there you go. So
no drug testing, by the way, in ECW.
If you're a baseball player now, don't stop off and wherever it might be. Your local stop gas station and pick up a sexual enhancement.
My son, I remember when he was like in high school, when they built one of those big ones not far from my house. Not a couple of farms, like one of them. I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank. One of the newer ones, those big gas stations. The same one, they have them all over on the Merritt.
There's like two. It depends on which side.
Are they mobile?
Bound,
what are those ones? Are they mobile marts? No, I don't think they're mobile marts, right?
No, they're not mobile marts.
Whatever that brand is.
It's red.
It's right near my not far from my casa. My kid's like, wow, this place is great.
Maybe it's a Speedway.
It might be. Yeah, it might be.
It's red, it's not molded, and
it's like, he's got everything he needs.
No, where I used to live, when before we moved to Connecticut in New York, there was a mobile mart right near our condo. Yeah. And you'd go in there, and there would be an assortment, like, you'd be getting, like, candy for the kids, and there'd be, an assortment of sexual enhancement products.
Oh, yes. And DVDs.
Eight of them.
Yeah, sure, you could buy some DVDs.
No, there was no pornography.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry. Wrong store.
We're not going to Adam and Eve.
Thank God for the internet, huh?
Entrance in the back.
Adam. Yeah, my friend Paco works at the counter. I didn't know what you meant. These mobile marts are great, though. These speedways. You can get yourself pills. You can get mounds.
You can get
hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
And you can get a Dr. Pepper.
That's exactly
full
right.
Full day.
It's Taz and the Moose. They're your three big stories you need to know. Oh, they're there.
Hats, I know.
Scarves.
Welcome to Montana.
Oil. Anything.
Oil. Yeah.
You can go there. Charging station.
Spark plugs.
Right. Right. And arousal products. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio is toll-free live, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
I told you about the music issues.
We're going to have a talk.
I'm getting a little annoyed. Just telling you. We got to have a little offline conversation.
All right, we'll have a little offline conversation. All good.
All right, no problem.
That's fine. We can discuss the
music. No, you're very easy.
Andrew, good morning.
Oh, hey, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a very good morning. There it is.
How's
now I can
going,
talk.
Andrew? Bogus?
Thank you for asking, Tad. It's going very well. We have waited long enough this morning to play this.
And half at the belt. Turns, throws, and Chris hits a high fly ball right field. Judge going back. Judge in the corner. He'll turn and watch it fly. And Chris Davis has hit it out the other way. And the A's take a 2-1 lead.
Ken Korak on A's radio. Just the second home run since June 30th from Chris Davis. It put Oakland ahead for good. They beat the Yankees again last night, Taz. 6-4, New York's AL East lead on Tampa Bay down to a flimsy 9 games. Man. The A's lead those Rays by a percentage point for the second AL wild card.
Yeah, I tell you, Moose, I give you credit. You're a trooper. You know, you can
he's
tell.
Hiding his fear.
Oh, he is. He's,
very well.
He's, oh, wow.
My fear of what?
Wow. The complete and utter collapse of the Yankees.
Oh, we stopped it.
The Houston Astros were his.
Say that with a straight face.
Nope, couldn't even finish it. The Houston Astros were historic favorites last night at home against the Tigers. They closed at plus 435, whatever that means, and they lost 2-1 on a pair of solo shots off Justin Verlander.
It's a tough pill to swallow. You know, obviously you want to. You want to come away with a win. You want the team to win.
Verlander pitched all nine innings. He allowed just those two solo homers. Didn't walk a batter. Struck out 14. He didn't throw a single pitch from the stretch all night. And they didn't win. Bryce Harper's two-run homer top five helped his Phils win at Fenway 5-2. The Mets scored twice in the 10th to stun Cleveland 4-3. The Dodgers dropped the Blue Jays 2-1 and 10 on a Max Muncy solo shot. The Cubs took a 12-11 shootout from the Giants as the Cardinals lost a rain-shortened game with the Brewers 5-3. So Chicago leads St. Louis by a half game atop the NL Central this morning.
I have a question. Speaking of the NL, the New York Mets, my team... Michael Conforto, big fan. We talked earlier about his physique.
Great physique.
Yeah.
Jones.
You know, yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, not J.D. Davis, but still.
For me, though, as a Met fan, diehard Jones. I must have missed a memo that his nickname was Scooter.
Yeah, I missed that one, too.
Moose, and then it was a you cover the Mets, even though you're not a Met fan. Did you know? I didn't know this.
No, I didn't know his
nickname. What is this? Scooter. This is not a new thing, right? And you knew a little bit about this, though.
Only because there was...
Yeah, the nickname week.
Was it the Nationals weekend where he had a big hit, maybe the game ending hit, and Gary Cohen made a Springsteen reference that involves Scooter and the Bagman?
Oh my God.
And because he's Scooter, and then I didn't understand it at all, and then I found out that he's nicknamed as Scooter, and that's
I didn't know his nickname was Scooter. Everyone's got a nickname.
I've known for years.
Polar Bears.
Well, that's the best. They got all nicknames. It's fine. I mean, what about Joe Panic? He's just Panic. Who said it? Was somebody here? Mike, was you? And his last name was actually a perfect name for a Met.
That was me.
That was you. Sorry, Pete. Pete the Body. See, that was me.
That was Pete's great line.
Only one. Yeah. I like queso.
All right.
That was his big line of the day.
2 weeks ago, the Arizona Cardinals almost signed veteran wideout Michael Crabtree. Last night, they actually did. It's a one-year deal, financial terms undisclosed. USA Basketball successfully laid waste to Melbourne this morning, beating Australia 102-86 in a tune-up for the upcoming FIBA World Cup in China. And the Tour Championship begins later today at East Lake in Atlanta. The PGA has a new scoring system for its finale, and it's a little bit confusing. Justin Thomas leads the overall standing, so he begins the week at 10 under par, two shots clear of the field. Then they just play for 4 days. Whomever has the best score to par comes Sunday, wins the FedEx Cup, and its $15 million check.
Anybody here?
I just got a quick question on that. So they take Thomas from his score from last week.
It's just a staggered setup based on the 30 guys left. So they're starting, you know, 1 through 30.
Right.
His starting score is 10 under. The next guy
is... just a random number.
Yeah. And then the next guy's minus 8. And then there's a couple guys minus 7. And it just slowly...
He did win the tournament last week,
he did,
right?
But that's... Which is why he's number 1.
Right, but
in
he
the
did not
list.
Finish a 10 under.
No, he finished like 21 under, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if... So it's just kind of a regular... They could have started at 12 under.
Right,
okay.
Yeah. The point is, in the past, when you started from zero, so to speak, there were all these different permutations. Like, he needs to finish eighth to actually win the cup.
Right.
So they thought that was too confusing. So they had this staggered start, and now they just play. But it's going to be weird when you look up today and you see him at minus 10 before he's hit a shot.
But you're going to also have an understanding of what guys need to do.
Now it's just simple. Now you just have to, if you win, you win.
Because there's other ways where, you know, if you finish third and another guy finishes eighth, you'll win.
Right.
Yeah, so
but, like, now you have to win. If you the winner Sunday is the winner of the whole thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It clears it
up. Patiently waiting.
I'm sorry. Let's be good flex for you or something.
I just had a quick question.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Here's the... anybody here, any of you men, do you believe in...
And, I mean, we could be wrong, because we didn't play golf professionally, so...
Well, please, Andrew, stop it. You can get yourself hurt now. All right. You don't want to walk around with a permanent limp. You can stay here, because I have a question. Put your headphones back on, sir. Anybody here wear men's flannel pajama pants on a regular basis?
No, I hate sleeping in pants.
You don't do that, right? You like burritos?
No.
No, you don't wear Mike?
Wear
you're not
no, just mesh shorts.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm looking at, they got these Met flannel pajama pants. They're pretty cool looking.
Cool.
On sale.
Nice.
$19.99. I'm thinking of buying and cutting them right above the knee and go train legs in them.
Nice. There
That's
you go.
That's my thing, yeah. Just says to cut pants. They buy sweats. Because you got calves and quads and hams, and just go to the gym and train. Just cut sweats. I'm thinking of buying some of these pajama pants. I want to see what you guys thought. Your number's dialed in, though.
All right. No, that sounds like a hell of a...
hell of a Thursday.
Yeah, and I'm glad you interrupted our golf conversation.
Well, no, back to the golf.
I didn't interrupt. I let you guys talk.
Number three at Eastlake is
listen,
tough.
I try not
all
to interrupt.
Pajamas.
You guys know that. I don't want to interrupt anyone. That's not my style.
Go do it. I'm all for it. Go buy the sale product.
I think it's okay pajamas. If you wear Mets flannel, not Mets, if you wear flannel pajama pants, as long as you cut them. If you wear them long, you look like you're a high school freshman walking around. You know, like, you're, you know, it's like that's not a manly look, in my opinion.
No.
Around the house, maybe. Unless you're wearing boxes.
Usually I wear pajamas in the house.
Yeah. Like feeties?
No, pajamas.
Like regular pajamas. All right.
Yeah.
I don't do the pajamas. You know what? Too hot, bro. Pajamas? You wear flannels?
Yeah,
like flannel pajamas.
I don't wear flannels.
You wear cotton fleece or polyester?
No, to bed I sleep naked.
Okay.
Well, that was
hello.
All right, that's great.
Unnecessary.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you shared with the audience.
Or a thong.
There you go.
One or the other.
Yeah, it's somebody's birthday.
It's very comfortable.
Good 1v1.
That's a good 1v1. No, I just I wonder how people, other men. How you walk around the house. You know what I mean? Me, I'm like Mike. I'm wearing mesh shorts. I'm wearing some kind of a short. You know, that's usually my thing.
I think it also depends on if you have kids.
Well, yeah, I want to walk around like,
in a thong.
I think there are some people that will walk around if they're single. They walk around naked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There are people that will walk around in their underwear.
Look, I just want to know if I should buy these pants. That's all.
Nine, I'm going to say
you
no.
Just opened up the question. You just said, I answered your question, and then you're like, well, I just want to buy these pants. Then buy the pants.
You like Star Wars?
Burn the strip.
You like they got a Wookiee of the Year. You like Star Wars?
Yeah.
Star
Wars is great.
I could buy this for you, bro, when you wear it on SNY. It's a Mets Wookiee shirt. Okay. It's gone. Oh, no. Well,
those are Kansas City Royals.
I hit the wrong button, bro. That's why. Yeah, but you're right. Those are, Wookiee of the Year instead of rookie.
Instead of what?
Look, instead of Rookie of the Year, it's Wookiee of the Year.
Yeah. Nice, I like that.
You said instead of cool. Mookie.
All right. We'll come back. We got Antonio Brown.
Randy Cross next? No?
Steeler fans and the undercard. It's Taz and the Moose.
Hello, friends.
Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
On a Thursday morning, mention Antonio Brown. No, it's not about the helmet, even though the latest and greatest update with that is that they're trying to reach some sort of an accord where his latest grievance filed with the National Football League over that helmet is that the NFL wants to try him to find a helmet of his choice, the one that he wants to wear. That's less than 10 years old, and then maybe he can get a one-year grievance before, just like they afforded Tom Brady, before then he has to train. At some point in time, he's going to have to wear the newer helmet.
Just, enough
already. Whether it be now or a year from now, he's going to have to wear that newer helmet.
But, I got to catch up to the hard. Did you watch it yet?
I did not. But that's the latest and greatest with Antonio Brown. The other thing with Hard Knocks, Taz, as you mentioned it, is the fact that the ratings in Pittsburgh are off the charts, three times higher in Pittsburgh than any other city. And Antonio Brown tweeted out saying, in essence, I guess my ex likes checking up on me.
It said, he tweeted, my ex still thinks of me.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So the ratings are up for that. I haven't watched that episode. I think this is going to be the one where it's all about the helmet. So if you didn't get enough steady diet in the media of this helmet with Antonio Brown, watch Hard Knocks. You get a little more.
Oh, me, Mr. Big Chest.
It just never ends.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. And I can understand if I'm a Steeler fan that, You know, I haven't watched Antonio Brown star for my team all these years and be an unbelievable player. I can understand wanting to tune in and seeing exactly what's going on with Antonio Brown, especially with all this nonsense surrounding him, whether it be the feet or whether it be the helmet, Taz. It's been a constant storyline here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, I know. And actually, it's funny. I just had it on Twitter here. I think the NFL tweeted. It was something from Hard Knocks, a clip, where Antonio Brown's talking to John Gruden and thanking him. He goes, "Coach, thanks for the support and all that." It looks like, yeah, at NFL. NFL tweeted an AB. Antonio Brown retweeted it. And basically it says, "Thanks for supporting me, Coach. John Gruden building his bond with AB." So he did retweet that. So he's trying to be, I guess, the best he can as being a good camper with the Raiders, meaning Brown. So I think once the season starts, this all goes away. No one's going to think about Antonio Brown's helmet or none of this jazz. I really don't think it's going to come up.
Yeah, as long as he's on the field, I don't disagree. But we're still 2 long weeks away from that, unfortunately. And you never know what's around the corner.
Yeah, 20 hours ago, yeah. AB tweeted, "Out in Cali, eating kale and quinoa." You like burritos?
No. Okay. Well, go. he was on the plane going to Winnipeg, right? Aren't they playing in Winnipeg?
First
Packers Raiders.
They're playing tonight. That game is in Winnipeg tonight?
Correct.
Wow.
Yes,
man, you're on top of it.
Really, yes,
on top,
they are,
bro.
And if anyone hadn't checked out the look at the look of Aaron Rodgers coming off the airplane.
Oh, that's what that was. I didn't read. I saw it on it was everywhere on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, the mustache. What are they with these quarterbacks? Baker Mayfield with the mustache.
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, enough. Mike, yeah, you should grow a mustache.
I mean,
no.
Rodgers, Rodgers' look, he almost looks like a sad cowboy.
He does. That's actually very good. He does look like, he looks like a sad cowboy. Sorry, Sap Jones.
Yeah, what he like looks like. The guy on the circus that just got water dunked on his head. Like, Bruce, he looks like the sad cowboy. It's not a good look.
Are you getting that from which Twitter account you get? Because I did see it.
I don't know where. Well, I just searched it.
Aaron Rodgers. We need to get our social media team to get that out there like that, because I think Moose is right and call him sad cowboy. There it is. Right, Super 70 Sports. That's actually a good Twitter. Moose, you'd like that one?
That is a good.
You know
Twitter.
That one?
I do.
Yeah, that a lot of people don't know about it. Yeah, they put it out there too. Yeah, this is the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it looks like a sad cowboy.
Yeah,
like, you could say 70s discotheque.
He does. Oh, it looks like he could be on a big billboard and you're driving through Arizona, Marlboro.
Right.
Smoke him if you got him. Like, he looks like the Marlboro man,
right,
but different.
Exactly. No,
man.
Show up at the Rancho Le Ranch Cowboys and be.
Rancho Le Ranch. It's everywhere on Twitter. Holy cow. It really is everywhere.
It is.
Everybody tweeted this thing.
He's got to be enjoying that.
Oh, my God.
All
know what that tie is called he's wearing, right? You know
I
called?
Don't. I don't.
You know the gimmick? It's called a bolo or bolé. I'm close.
Bolo, and Philip Rivers loves those ties.
Bolo.
That's just the two strings, like the leather strings and the...
Yeah,
and the metal clip.
Jones, yeah. It's better than wearing a bow tie. Bolo.
Bolo.
Yeah, bolo. Yeah, it's we should do bolo day here. Where we all
no,
wear
I'm
them.
Not wearing one of those. Dude.
No, we wear that and go bowling.
Yes.
Yes. Craziness.
Right, go bowling wearing
get Mark Chernoff to come with us.
He won't show up.
You think he would come, Pete?
I got something to do that day.
Right.
He's got to be rooting against the Metsies, huh? Oh.
No, why would he be?
Well, because isn't his son the...
Oh, this series.
Yeah, I would
imagine he's rooting for the Indians. But
I'm saying for the series.
Oh,
that's
right.
I mean.
Overall,
yeah.
No.
No, I know, not overall. I'm saying,
overall, the Mets are an Entercom product.
Yeah, no, of course they are. That's why I work here.
Yeah,
hello.
No, I understand that. But I would imagine Mark roots for his son, who's the GM.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah, yes. I was actually thinking of Chernoff watching the game. I'm like, wow, man, this is got to be tough for the whole squad, the front office and everything. And, I know... Mark Chernoff's son is,
tough day.
Big boss over there.
Right, tough night. Walk off loss to the Mets.
Yeah, I love
second
that.
Straight tough loss.
Stayed awake, watched the whole thing, man. It's unbelievable. J.D. Davis Jones, man.
One
he
for
is
17
the man.
Indians with runners in scoring position over the first two
games. There you go. Stat for you.
Terrible.
Moose. Yeah, that is bad.
That's brutal.
Yeah, that is bad.
All right, here we go. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike.
So Washington State football coach Mike Leach, he doesn't know why people hate cats.
I've never figured that one out. And a credit to cats, the ability to generate that much animosity, you know. And I'm not sure how close of a relationship some of these people are planning to have with a cat or why they would value the opinion of a cat or their perceived opinion of a cat. I'm indifferent about cats, but I've never understood how a cat can accelerate that much animosity. I mean, to me, it's just a cat. It's just a squirrel. It's just a dove. It's just a robin. I mean, what do I care?
Did someone ask him the question?
Yeah, it's the same one I just posed. Doesn't understand why people hate cats so much.
I think people
hate about it earlier as well.
People hate cats because they're sneaky. Let's be honest. That's why people hate cats. He's right. People do hate cats. I think people hate bats more because they're rabid and they fly and they're flying rats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. I think they hate raccoons more.
Raccoons. I hate possums more.
Or mice.
Possums are disgusting, bro. I'm obsessed with hating possums.
Snakes.
I don't mind snakes.
You want to see a boa constrictor in your house?
No, but I can handle it. They're not quick. A rattlesnake, a little different. A little boa, I could get behind them. No problem.
What about a cobra?
I'm Dead Man Jones. I mean, cobra. Thanks for coming, Taz.
Forget about it.
Cobra, you're going right for the deadliest reptile ever.
Well, you're like snakes don't bother me. A cobra. I'm
not a cobra, Taz. Okay. I think I'm done, Moose.
I agree with you. I hate snakes. I don't know why. I like cats. Cats don't bother me.
I can't.
But I get why. There are a lot of people I know that are allergic to cats.
There's my brother is allergic to cats.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are allergic. They can't deal with the cats.
Yeah.
And get like, you know, they start sneezing and doing all that stuff, runny nose, everything like
what
that.
What happened with Mike? With Leon, Moose. There used to be a constant love fest on the show about Leon, your cat.
Yeah, it's his birthday today.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday. How old?
3 years old.
Are you going to be interviewing him?
I am not going to be interviewing him. No, why would I interview a cat? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Nothing.
Next.
Credit to cats.
Melvin Gordon, what will happen to him eventually? Will he be traded? Will he sign or will he miss games?
I think Melvin Gordon's going to miss games. And then he'll be back in a Charger uniform. I think it's a mistake for Los Angeles. Rivers could talk up the rest of the running backs in that room, Taz, but winning is very difficult in the National Football League, and that window can open and close very, very quickly. And I've got an older quarterback that's not 26, 27 years of age,
right.
I got Philip Rivers. I'm not saying this is his last year, Taz, but you know, you've got a team that's ready to win now, even with the Derwin James injury. I'd be a little leery playing hardball here with Melvin Gordon. When I know what he means to my offense, and I'm trying to win a Super Bowl this year, I really would be. It's surprising to me, but
yeah,
I mean, teach his own. I mean, they could play hardball with him, and ultimately he decides to hold out the entire year, or maybe they dump him to another team and they ultimately fail.
Now I'm with you, man. I do think that he misses games. I do. I hope it's not another like Lev Bell situation we saw with the Steelers, you know, where he's not running the rock, he's not playing at all. I mean, I think what they have now. Austin Eckler will probably be the guy they go with. They got Justin Jackson, too. So, you know, they got some backs there. But, you know, I mean, I think Gordon's a tremendous player. I mean, I think he's a hell of a running back. So, I mean, I guess they'd love to try and get a deal done. But I'm with you, man. I think he misses games for sure. You know.
All right. Next.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora isn't a fan of position players pitching. He offered two solutions. If a team uses a position player, they have to have one face three hitters in the next game. Also, if a team uses a position player, their offense can't swing the bat for the rest of the game.
Stop, please.
Your thoughts?
Stop. Come on.
I mean, really. You know what, Alex Cora? What are you going to reinvent the game? Stop.
I think the mercy rule makes more sense than what Cora presented there.
The mercy rule?
Yeah.
No. Can't do that much.
No. I'm not saying. No.
What?
I'm not saying to do it. I said I'd rather see the mercy rule than what Cora said.
I disagree. You'd rather see what Cora's suggestions? Give it to us again.
We don't have time. The last thing I want to see. Okay, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Sorry, yeah. Turn to the next. That's right. If a team uses a position player, they have to have one face three hitters in the next game. And if a team uses a position player, their offense can't swing the bat for the rest of the game.
You'd rather have those two than a mercy rule?
Only reason why I'd rather those two.
As I put a position player in, I can't swing a bat for the rest of the game?
I know, it's insane. I agree with you. But, Moose, I can't stand the mercy rule for adults. I hate it for kids.
I don't disagree, but that makes more sense than these are nonsensical. Yeah. This is never going to happen.
None of it's going to happen. Alex Cora, just be quiet. Okay? You and your Red Sox. I don't like him either. I'm not even a Yankee fan.
Well, there you go.
Well said.
Yes. Mike P., fantastic job across the way. Bogish with the updates. Randy Cross, we thank him for joining us earlier on in the program as well. Taz, wonderful job as always, bud.
You too, sir. Great job. Our team and you, awesome. Yes.
It's been a fun one. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more Messi. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to Messi exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.